20 attorneys general around the country, including Mark Brnovich here in Arizona, sued the government over the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. For its part, the Trump administration is refusing to defend key parts of it, including they announced last week the law's protection for people with pre-existing conditions, which they say is unconstitutional. In a brief filed last week, the argument hinges on the ACA's individual mandate, the part of the law that required people to get health care or face a penalty. And to help us sort all of this out is the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. So that individual mandate has long drawn the ire of conservatives. It was crucial, though, in getting insurance companies to offer plans through the ACA. And Republicans did, in fact, repeal that penalty for people who don't get health insurance. That will start in 2019. Now Trump's Justice Department is arguing in this case, basically, without one, you can't have the other. Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, told me more about this case and what it could mean for millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions.
Yes, the attorneys general filed their case in the winter, and what they argued was that because Congress had repealed the penalty for people who failed to get health insurance, and because that was what the Supreme Court had kind of hung its constitutionality argument on in 2012, that the law was constitutional because it included this penalty, which was a tax, that without the penalty, without the tax, the whole rest of the law was therefore unconstitutional. That's what the attorneys general are arguing in their lawsuit. What the Trump administration said in their response to the lawsuit is that, well, we don't agree that the whole law is unconstitutional without the penalty, but we do think that the things most closely related to the penalty, and those are the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. There's two of them. One says insurers have to sell to people with pre-existing conditions, and the other one says insurers have to sell to those people at the same price as they sell to everyone else. What Trump administration is arguing is that those two provisions should be deemed unconstitutional because of the elimination of the penalty for not having insurance. This is, remember, that the attorneys general sued the administration, and the administration would normally defend the law. Although, and in this case, they're defending part of the law, but they're not defending a big part of the law. And, you know, right before this brief was filed, a number of career attorneys at the Justice Department actually asked to withdraw from the case, meaning that they didn't want to be part of this brief. They didn't want their names associated with this particular argument.
Okay. Any sense of how many people this could affect, how many people with pre-existing conditions are already enrolled in this way?
Well, there are millions and millions of people with pre-existing conditions, but most of them don't get their insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Remember, we're just talking about people who buy their own insurance. In the case of what the administration is arguing, we're not even talking about the Medicaid expansion. So of the 20 million, roughly, people who buy their own insurance, a good chunk of them would probably be affected by this. It's hard to know exactly how many, but one of the big things the Affordable Care Act did was it allowed people with pre-existing conditions to buy their own insurance for the first time. They used to get redlined out. They either couldn't buy it at all or they had to pay so much that they couldn't afford it.
Right. So if this happens, could this mean that individuals with certain pre-existing conditions that have already sort of declared them to their insurance companies find themselves uninsurable again?
Yes. Now, it's important to say nothing's going to happen right away. This is the lawsuit. It's in the beginning stages. It presumably could take months or even years to sort out. But yes, if eventually, you know, a court agreed, probably the Supreme Court agreed that that the elimination of the tax penalty meant that the pre-existing condition protections were also null and void, then people could find themselves uninsurable. Now, of course, states could step in and put in their own requirements. States are actually stepping in now, a few of them, to put back the penalty for not having insurance.
Okay. So what does this mean for the market then? Like, are you going to find it essentially split?
Well, basically, I mean, right now, what it means for the market is still more uncertainty. Every time insurers think that, you know, the law has stopped moving and they can sort of make their business decisions, something else happens. Right now, obviously, the elimination of that tax penalty is a big concern to insurers because they're afraid that now healthy people, if they don't have to pay a tax penalty, just won't buy insurance and they'll have more sicker people signing up. And so they're raising their premiums. This adds another element of uncertainty to that. Mm-hmm. The insurance industry trade group issued a statement shortly after the administration filed its brief, criticizing it very strongly. So they, you know, they would just like stability, and this does not increase stability.
Yeah, and then on the patient end of this, are we hearing reaction from people who are worried, outraged, et cetera?
Yes. I mean, you know, all the patient groups, all the groups that were fighting last year when the Republican Congress was trying to repeal the entire Affordable Care Act are sort of mobilizing again. A lot of groups that represent people, you know, with illnesses, the American Diabetes Association, the American Cancer Society, you know, they all worked very hard to make sure that their members, many of whom, you know, become too sick to work, and therefore the only way they can get insurance is to buy their own. And if this were to happen, if the you know, the people filing this lawsuit were to prevail or the administration were to prevail, those people would once again be unprotected. So they are obviously also speaking out.
All right. Julie Rovner, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Julie Rovner is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News.